Well, as I said before the Hubbox 4 break, joined today by Sharon Ferrari. Always nice to have people in the studio, especially nice to have Sharon in today. How are you?
Thank you, Alan. I'm very well, thank you.
Yes, you're very loud as well. They suddenly got very loud on the microphone. Never mind. Right, now you're here to talk about the Great Weybridge Bake Off. Come on, tell us all about this. I must admit, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah,
really
we
am.
Are too. We are too. And we're looking forward to having you there with us as well, Alan. That'd be great. But yes, so it's on the Saturday, 29th of April, starting at 10:30. We've had a very good response from lots of lovely people. We've had 30 entrants already, and I'm sure there's going to be quite a few on the day, so bring them along before 10:30. We've got some great judges. And a big thanks to Ruth Langsford. She'll be not only judging but presenting the prizes. Prizes will be announced at about 12:30 on the day. Judging will start at 11.
Do we all get to eat some?
You can buy them afterwards. All proceeds will be going to Great Ormond Street Hospital.
Yeah.
So dig deep on the day. That'll be rather nice. And we have other judges who have kindly participating. Chris Backman. Thank you, Chris, from Backman's Patisserie.
That's going to be a tough judge, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Oh, yes.
Poor Hollywood,
yes.
Eat your heart out there.
And Gemma Woods from the Weybridge Kitchen Shop. We have Dorinda Brittle from the Weybridge Women's Institute. Jonathan from Simply Cakes. And Robert Navarro from Waitrose, who, of course, actively play a big part in the Weybridge Town Business Group, and big thanks to them.
Well, let's hope they're big cakes then, with that number of judges to taste them and prod them. And
yeah, I hope so.
My one cupcake's not going to go very far there, is it? Now, it's not just about the cakes this year, is it? But why did you decide on a bake-off theme this particular time round?
Well, it's become so popular and people know about it. And we just thought it would be, you know, a great excuse. Most people can bake. It'll get the kids. Don't shake your head. Yes, you can. Get the kids involved. And, you know, lots of people locally will be very interested in it. And we got some nice prizes donated very kindly by the local businesses. For instance, Tea for Two at Brooklands Hotel and Ooh. The Ship Hotel have done the same. French Fancies have also done a cream tea for two people.
It's nice in there. It really is it's nice in his. There, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's nice to have local people being involved.
It is.
We've obviously the prizes from the kitchen shop, Waitrose, Bluebell 33 in Baker Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some very nice prizes with a trophy for the ultimate winner.
Right. Oh, fantastic. Now, all of this, of course, is in addition to the artisan market, which is going on the green the same day, isn't it?
Yes,
this is very much a part of it.
Yeah, yeah, it is very much so. We've got 24 stalls ranging from craft to food stalls. So it should be a nice split. So we're having the front of Waitrose cordoned off, so the market will be there and on the green itself, which would be lovely.
Good.
And of course the Ship Hotel play quite a role in that with us.
Yeah,
that'd
doing
great.
Some nice food and coffee last time just behind where we were. Yes,
good, good. Yeah.
And of course let's hope that the man outside the Thai restaurant's not shouting his head off.
Oh, bless him. Event. He does get rather carried away. But
I know. So I drove past there today on the way here, and it's all covered in bunting and flags again.
Oh, is it?
Yes. So we won't mention them because they're in direct opposition. Now, we're going to be there as well. I'll be along there with Jill Bennett, with Barry Richards and James Pierce, plus anybody else from the station who turns up. So do come along and see us as well, because it's very much a Weybridge event. We're very much a Weybridge station because we're based here, and we're looking forward to coming down. James, I know, is looking forward to drinking lots of gin again, because he did last time. The rest of us didn't, but James did.
Yes, good old silent pool.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. They got in touch with me, actually, and said, Ross, like, where are we going to the farmer's market? Which I think they got a little bit confused, but never mind. Let's hope for better weather this time around, because December last year, it was a bit cold and damp, wasn't it?
It was, but, you know, we had a good turnout. Yeah. People still came along and supported us, which is great. It's a great charity that we're promoting.
And there'll be purple buckets will be purple available. Buckets, will be available for
purple
you to
blooms.
Throw your money in. Yes, absolutely. Now, you were saying, we were having a chat the other day when we were setting this up today, that you've got other events coming up this year as well.
We have. We've got a couple. We've got the Ride London event on the 30th of July. Mm-hmm. We've got another event on the 30th of September, but we're not quite sure which theme we'll go for.
Plenty of time for that yet.
Yeah, and of course we've got one on the 2nd of December, which will be our Christmas event, and we're hoping that might take on a little bit of a different flair. So
right,
watch
okay.
this space.
Well, if we're there, I'm sure we'll wear Santa costumes, if that helps matters.
I
out
hope
yet.
So. Yeah, we'll all be there with our hats on.
Absolutely right. Well, Sharon, give us the details of the event again, just say, for anybody who's missed them. And we will be promoting it. And if you want a lot of details as well, go to the All About Weybridge website. Chris Grace very kindly has got that a lot of publicity for the event on there. And this event, this interview will be going up on there tomorrow again, so you can have another listen to it.
Yep. So again, come and see us on Saturday, the 29th of April. Starts at 10:30, and if you want to enter on the day, or you can enter via the All About Weybridge /cakeoff website.
Sharon, thank you very much indeed. We're looking forward to seeing you on the 29th.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Alan.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.